What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Beltmaker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletrowmax and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
It's weird.
What's weird, doggy dog?
No.
Oh, it's Thursday.
No, I thought tomorrow was Saturday.
I thought today was Friday, and then I was at work.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special Thursday edition.
A very special Thursday edition.
Of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the Yoda of yesteryear, the Impact player, Mr. Philip Gregory Rhea.
Oh my god.
And I'm joined by
Choppy Albuquerque Margaca.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
That your fucking middle name is Albuquerque.
I know. I should own part of New Mexico. All right, so hello to Maverick. Hello to Mongo, McMichael, and Shaylin from the Shaolin.
Who does that?
Who?
Makes their screen name Mongo.
Could be short for Mongoloid.
What the f- What, dude, we're not 2 minutes in. We're not 2 minutes in.
I apologize.
2 minutes. We're not even 2 minutes in.
Okay, terrific.
I apologize with the noise in the background. My wife is packing for Florida, and she's playing some fucking terrible music. Awful fucking music.
It's fantastic.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Ooh, Lord.
Lordy, Lord. You can tell I'm tired.
Fuck it. All right. So listen, here's the plan tonight. Choppy and I are going to talk for a little while. And basically, that's it.
Shaylin says, LOL, Choppy already with the bell. I'm sorry.
Like, I thought I was going to get away with it because it's Thursday night. Maybe Choppy can reserve a little because he's tired. No.
Nope.
Doesn't stop him being an asshole.
I am an asshole face.
Anyway, yeah, it is. It's been a rough week already. Mongo said better than Albuquerque.
I agree. I agree with that one for sure. Mongo is much better than Albuquerque for sure.
This is true.
I agree.
This is true. We saw Mongo, who looks like Bret Hart's lesbian girlfriend now.
Wow, does he ever?
Yeah, he looks like a big, tall lesbian.
You know what he looked like?
He looked like a tall lesbian.
He looked like the dude who played Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh.
What's his name? The dude.
Yeah.
What's his... God damn it.
God damn it.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. He's made a Mortal Kombat reference even.
Look at that. Yeah, I was like, yo, is that... At first, I was like, is that... And then you were like, yeah, that's Mongo. I was like, oh, shit, I was about to say, I thought it was a dude from Mortal Kombat. And I'm sorry. Toasty!
Jesus!
Toasty! How cool would it have been if we saw Zandig over there, too?
Yeah. Well, we want to get into the Philly trip?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so obviously you all know that we made a pilgrimage to the city of brotherly love at West.
Fuck Philly.
Yeah, fuck Philly.
Fucking pieces of shit, yeah, fans.
Yeah, Choppy's gonna get into that in a few minutes because he's got a rant about that. So the plan was, I own your lesbian soul. Okay, terrific.
Hit that button.
Boy.
Okay, terrific.
So we make the pilgrimage. Now, the plan was we were all going to meet up and hang out and all this, but it turns out that the closer we got to the trip, come to find out, every single person outside besides us had a fucking agenda.
They already had a plan.
Like the Domingos were meeting up with people, Mega Powers went to a fucking wrestling show, my cousin Anthony came down with my cousin Jamie and some friends, and they were going to stay the night.
Your cousin's a cool dude, by the way.
Yeah, he's good people. He's a good kid, so... Anyway, can you close that door? Because I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to fucking blow up. I'm going to blow up Alexa.
Okay, I thought you were going to blow up the room right now.
No, I'm going to blow up the room. So, anyway, we're driving down to Philly. And Choppy and I figured, you know what? Since nobody else is around, we'll stop at that convention at the ECW Arena. Now, Choppy's never been to the arena.
Which is fantastic. I went there and it was great.
Now, I'm kind of pissed because, A, it's not the way it used to be. But that's okay. You were there anyway. That's A. B, there were prostitutes outside, but we missed them. My cousin Anthony got a picture of them.
Really?
On the same block we parked.
Oh.
They were fucking streetwalkers in the middle of the day.
Terrible.
I wanted to see some hookers, man. Anyway, because, you know, New York's been clean. We haven't had hookers in a while. We haven't.
If you go outside, if you go to Jersey right out of 1 and 9, forget it.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, we go. You know what it was? We go to the building. It was $20 to get in, which is fine.
Right, $20 to get in.
Now, this is where it's like nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts because the trifecta of superstars between Flair, Sting, and the Horsemen were all there in all separate places signing autographs and whatnot.
Correct.
The lines were so big for these wrestlers that they fucking covered the merch tables. So you couldn't go anywhere without bumping into somebody. You couldn't look at the merch because there were people online waiting to get their fucking... These grown men waiting to get that championship belt signed. Like, you know? So now, we're in there. And, of course, we take a take a obligatory picture of the mural.
Yeah, we go to the bathroom.
We go to the bathroom.
And we saw the mural.
Yeah, Choppy's got to take a shit. The first 10 minutes we're there.
Of course.
He fucking drops a deuce in Philly.
I had to because it is a shit town anyways.
Right. So while he's dropping a deuce, I take a picture of the wall, which is dope. What's that?
Mongo says, what do you think was more? To get into the building or get in a hooker?
The same price.
Probably would have been the same.
You probably could have got a rim job or a rusty trombone for 20 bucks. Did you ever get a rusty trombone? You know what a rusty trombone is?
No.
It's a chick, right? And while she's licking your ass, she's stroking your brajol. So it looks like a fucking trombone. You never had a rusty
trombone? You ever had a blumpkin?
What's a blumpkin?
When you're taking a shit and they give you a blowjob at the same time.
No.
Yeah, blowjob and a dump. Blumpkin.
No, but I've gotten, what do you call it, though? It was weird, though, having some chick lick my ass, though. I only had it once, a rusty trombone.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway, moving right along. So,
yeah, what do we call it? We go in.
Yeah, we go in.
We're trying to look at the merch, and not for nothing. $20 to get in, fine. You go in there, not even one single good deal on this merch.
Yeah, like, you got to pay for everything.
Dude, you go in there, the action figures. Same action figure you would see at Target, for example. Like, we saw Berserker.
Huss.
And my man was charging $30 for Berserker. $30 for Berserker? You go to fucking Target, get it for $10, $15.
This is true, my friend.
I saw the Andre the Giant action figure with fro and jacket, whatever you want to call it.
The one that Mikey got for Christmas. Yeah,
$20.
That's still in the package.
Fuck that, dude.
Then.
We see all the legends. We see Abby. We see Hornswoggle. Well, I don't know if he's a legend.
Legend. Billy Gunn. We saw Missy Hyatt.
Looked like a melted candlestick.
And I love Missy Hyatt.
Young Missy Hyatt was great, but like new Missy Hyatt, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope, too many lip injections.
Yeah, but she was good to go, though, with those big-ass titties. And I saw Tracy Brooks, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Yeah, he looked great, by the way.
We saw Mean Gene.
Put that cigarette out.
Yeah, we saw...
I can't.
We saw Barry Windham.
Barry looked great.
Dean Malenko.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we did see Malenko.
He was sitting next to the lesbian.
We saw... The Steiner brothers. They look great, dude.
Yes, they did. They so
especially good. Rick. Rick looked great.
Yep. Rick, the real estate dealer.
He's probably selling real estate right there. Who else was there? Vader was there.
Oh, Vader was there.
Sting was there.
Sting.
Sting. Sting. Sting.
Sting. Yep.
Who else was there? Victoria.
Victoria was
Dreamer.
There.
Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer.
Shane Douglas.
Bubba Ray with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Velvet Sky. Oh,
she is gorgeous.
Dude, TV does not do her justice. She's a pretty girl. She really is.
Like, no joke. She's, like, up close. She's actually very, very attractive.
Very pretty girl.
He's a very lucky man.
Victoria was there, and she looked... She hasn't aged well. But she still looks really good for whatever, you know, how old she is.
Yeah.
Who else was there? I'm trying to think. Justin Credible was there.
Justin Credible, who's getting clean, which is good.
Yeah, he's my Portuguese brother. He needs to get clean.
He needs to get clean, yeah. I mean, there was one vendor that was there selling Japanese DVDs.
Oh, dude,
and
man.
I was like, once you get into that rabbit hole, you buy one, you got to buy like fucking seven, and I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just save my money for cheesesteaks, you know, and just chilling. So we get this all done in an hour.
Pretty much.
Right? So, what do I do? Gotta call the natives. Gotta call the locals. Who's local?
Surfer.
The Silver Surfer. So, we call... I call... Now, Surfer is... he's a pretty sick dude. Okay? Behind the scenes. I'm not gonna... I'll break the fourth wall. Surfer is an older gentleman, but he's sick. He's got a lot of medical problems right now.
But a gentleman.
He's a gentleman and a scholar. So, I knew Surfer had a medical appointment... that day. And yeah. The plan was to meet up with him eventually. He wasn't going to the event with us, but he was going to hang out with us. You know, I was going to get him some dinner. We're going to hang out. So we turn around and I call Surfer. I'm like, we're done already. He's like, you're done? I'm like, yeah, I'll pick you up from your doctor's appointment. He's like, no, I'm already home. Okay, where's home? He's like, West Philly. It's like, all right there, Fresh Prince. Text me your address. We'll come fucking pick you up. Right? You heard me. I called him Fresh Prince, right? So
That's awesome.
So, and it's weird because I know Surfer's government name. I've known Surfer. I've met him several times already. And for some reason, we can't call him by his government name. We just keep calling him Surfer.
He said, "Oh, my name's Jeff." I was, shit. Sorry. Bleep that out.
Yeah, put that cigarette out.
Yeah.
Right?
So we kept calling him Surfer.
So he kept calling him Surfer.
Put that cigarette out.
So I call Surfer. I'm like, "Yo, dude, coming over. We're going to come pick you up." So he texts me his address. We're about 15 minutes away, so we stop at the Rite Aid across the street from the parking lot and got some tasty cakes, and we drove to the Surfer's house.
Correct.
So, the fuck is that?
So, you or me?
That's you, bro.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
All right, no problem. So, we go there, and does Surfer have a Marvel Life Alert? Yes, he does. I think it's a Life Alert. Hold on. That fucking music's loud, man. I'm going to punch her in the neck. Oh, God, it's awful. So now, I turn around, we go to pick up Surfer, right? Now, Surfer lives in West Philly. Anybody who's from New York City, Maverick, you know what I'm talking about. West Philly looks like a cleaner version of East New York, Brooklyn.
Yeah, I would say, cleaner version of Newark, for sure. Newark,
yeah, with the bodegas and the houses close together.
I love Surfer's reaction. He was like, "You guys want to come to West Philly? You sure about that?"
The best is Surfer gets in the car, right? He's already outside. He gets in the car, and he's moving around great.
Yeah, he is, actually.
From the last time I saw him. So, you know, we make room for him in the car, and I'm like, "Dude." He was like, I'm surprised y'all kind of came and got me. And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, this is the hood." I'm like, "Surfer, stop." I say, "Dude, we're from the hood."
Exactly.
It's like, there's nothing that really is going to scare us unless somebody got a fucking gun to your head, you know? He's like, "Nah, I ain't like that, but, you know, it's pretty rough over here." I'm like, "Yeah, dude." So anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I said, "We're going to start heading back towards where we were. He's like, "I want to make a stop." It's all right.
Sounds good.
You know? And that fucking music. I'm going to fucking blow it out. I'm going to kill it. Anyway.
Sounds nice.
So I hate this fucking music, you know? I play my music like to myself. I don't pollute home my music. I try not to anyway. So Surfer's like, "All right, I got a spot." So Choppy's like, "All right, well," because Choppy was driving. Choppy's like, "All right, Surfer, tell me where to go." He's like, "Go this. So give me an address." So Surfer says to Choppy, "Y'all don't need no GPS. You got Surfer PS."
That's right. He did say that.
So I was like, "All right, Surfer." So Choppy shuts the GPS off. Surfer gives him directions, but he doesn't give him directions to a certain spot. We get into this one neighborhood, which looks like Jamaica Avenue, by the way.
Pretty much.
Looks like Jamaica Avenue, right, in Queens. So Surfer says, "It's fucking terrible, Shaylin. It's Tori Amos. I'm sorry."
Oh, it's John Stamos?
John Stamos. Hello!
Hello!
Mr. Panos. No, I'm joking. So
Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos.
Yeah, that.
So I turn around, and Surfer's like, "Pull over. Just pull over." I'm like, "Okay." So Choppy pulls over, like, in the middle of the fucking street, next to a parking lot. "Choppy, can you ask her to lower that, please?" I'm losing my fucking mind right now. I'm sorry. Like, I'm fucking, like, it's bleeding through my microphone. It's annoying my life. Fucking ridiculous. It's bleeding through my fucking mic. I'm gonna cut myself. I didn't say shut it off, just lower it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Before I cut myself.
I lowered it, I tried to.
Was she there?
She wasn't there, I just said Alexa lower volume.
Thank you. I hate this fucking stuff. Anyway. So now,
yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah, Shaylin with George Lamond. How dope was that?
That was pretty dope. Is he from Staten Island?
I don't know, but Shaylin, that's like the second or third picture she's taken with him. I think she knows him and she's fronting.
Yeah, you're probably related to him or something.
Cause Shaylin's bad from the heart. Anyway, so Surfer's like, "Pull over," right? Pull over. Now I look at Choppy. I'm like, he gets out of the car. I said, "Choppy, he's either going to knock over a fucking bank or blow something up and get in the car with his trench coat," because he's wearing like a trench coat. "And then we're going to be like accomplices to like murder. This is some ISIS shit right here." So now we have a good laugh.
Now, Surfer leaves 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We can't find the Surfer. So Choppy, of course, being Choppy, goes around the block. And it's a very busy area. There's a parking lot there. There's a shopping area. It looks like Jamaica Avenue.
It does.
Right? So I turn around, and he's not there. So he texts me. He lives in Great Kills.
Yes, he does.
Wow. We're neighbors with George Lamont?
Freestyle time.
Jesus! So anyway. So now, where the fuck is Surfer? So now Choppy find after like driving around another 10 minutes. Now we're 20 minutes now. Where the fuck is Surfer? Choppy parks in a lot, right? In a parking lot in a spot right across. So I text him. We're across the street from the blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'm on the corner. Come get me. We just left the fucking corner. So we come out, pull out. There he is with a big fucking brown shopping bag. I'm like, oh, dude, he knocked over a bank. Why did Surfer rob a bank when we're here? He had a gift for us, apparently, right? I thought he knocked over, joking around, thought he knocked over a bank. He gets in the car, hands me a shopping bag full of piping hot Philadelphia
pretzel
soft pretzels from the Pretzel Factory.
Oh, they're so good.
So there's like 9 of them in there. Me and Choppy immediately just grab like 2 of them with double fist and like fucking savage.
And then Surfer's like, you know, that's for one for each person, right? And we're like, no, fuck them.
Fuck them. We're not sharing. So by the time we were done, there was only like 4 left anyway.
And then when we got home, we ate the rest.
Yeah, we ate the rest of them. Choppy dropped me off. We split them up. He wants some more. Yeah, I want some more. So we fucking just divvied them up between each other. So that's what they get for not fucking getting together with us. They could have had some Pretzel Factory. But Surfer had this pre-planned. Like, he was going to do this whether we were with him or not.
By the way, after we did that, then we went to this really sweet comic book shop.
Yes. Now, again, we can do this in New York. We
could.
But it's Surface Town. It's his spot. They know him in there. Like, they came from around the counter. They're like, what's going on? What's going on, Surfer? What's going on? He's like, oh, you know, this is not your day to come in and pick up books. And Surfer's like, no, I'm bringing people from New York. And that's when you're like, oh, New York, what's up? Showing us all sorts of love. So now me and Choppy are perusing the place. I grab a book for Tony and I grab a book for Mikey. And I wasn't really wanting anything. We give them to the back room and there's all these like sick back issues of Marvel and DC.
Yeah, man.
And we were just like pulling books out, talking shop, talking shit. Now at this point, Rob and Elaine were on their way to meet us.
Yep.
And they were not too far away. They were at the market, the Reading Market, I believe. Which you got to go to the next time and get that fucking roast pork sandwich. They get that. That's a dope sandwich. I've been to that place. So anyway, so now they're there, and now we're just waiting on Nick German, Kathy Hummer, my cousin Anthony. My cousin Anthony calls me. He's just getting to the hotel. They stopped at the arena, right? Nick was on his way down from Maryland. So there's a bunch going on. Kathy was coming in, but then Kathy wound up meeting up with Nick and driving him as Choppy cracks one off of my chair. You fucking slob. So he turns around. So we all wind up meeting together. Across the street is down a block is Jim's Cheesesteaks. So then we go to Jim's and wait online. And there's a fucking
line. What a line it was.
And the line was around the block. So by this time, my cousin shows up. We're still waiting on Nick and Kathy and Nick's friend. I forgot his name already. I'm so sorry.
It was Mike.
Mike. Waiting on them. So it's, and I mean, it was just, and then my cousins, Jamie and Anthony showed up with their two boys. So we had a fucking mossy of people, man. So I bought Choppy's first cheesesteak. I wound up buying 3, one for me. I told Choppy I'll get one with the Wiz and one with the provolone, and we'll split them just to see how he liked both of them.
Before you get into the whole cheesesteak thing, you said Jim's is okay, but you said there's something even better than Jim's.
Yeah, I like Tony Luke's.
Tony Luke's is the spot to go to.
Well, that's my preference. Surface said go across the street to Ishka Bibble.
Which is better.
That's the name of the place. That's where Nick went. But there was no line there. But everybody wanted to go to Jim's, so I'm like, I'm not going to just... So I told Surf for the next time we come in, we'll go to Ishka Bibble and or take Choppy to Tony Luke's. Oh, that's the tourist spot. Y'all don't want to go there. I'm like, we do want to go there. We're fucking tourists. It's like, if you come to Brooklyn, we're going to Junior's to get cheesecake, bro.
You're
going
to go to Junior's.
Right. I'm talking to him, not you. You fucking hate cheesecake. You're a communist. So, and then the homoerotic scene comes out when Nick and Choppy meet. And Nick is wearing his fucking awful Bret Hart Calgary Hitman jersey.
What a shit fucking jersey that
what
was.
What great fucking weather we had.
By the way, it was like, what, 60?
60 degrees.
Unreal.
At the end of January.
Fantastic.
It was so dope, dude. So dope. So,
oh yeah, I forgot to mention that we I really wanted to get this thing, but it was too expensive.
What's that?
We were at the comic book shop, and what stands out, what pops out to us?
Several items, but
Tiger Mask action figure.
Yo, it was like $80 fucking, dude.
What a fantastic item. It just I just couldn't afford it. Just for an action figure?
It was like a six, it wasn't like a small, it was small too.
It was
like
just a 6-inch figure.
If that, yeah.
And then it even had Evil Tiger Mask action.
Yeah, who's a actual real wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I wanted to get these action figures so bad, but it was just way too expensive. You can't.
Yeah, man. It's hard adulting. Like, you know, I came to the grips like 10 years ago that I can't just walk into a store anymore and just buy shit.
Correct.
And now Chobby's feeling it because he's got the kid and he's married and they want a house and they want all these nice things. And it's like, do I save up for this, or do I get a fucking Tiger Mask action figure? I mean, listen, it sucks being an adult. But priorities.
Correct.
I'm sure one day you'll have a Tiger Mask action figure. I'm almost positive some of our fans will give you a connect. Maybe I'll find it for you. Someone's going to find you a Tiger Mask action
figure. I want, believe it or not, one of these days, I will love to see if they ever come out with a great Sasuke action figure.
I'm sure they have it, but it's like in Mexico, probably. Like, or Japan.
If I ever find that thing, I would love to have that.
Yeah.
A lot of items I would love to have from the wrestling world, for sure.
I mean, listen, I want a bunch of footage. I mean, I want to buy the ECW TV box set. I want to buy
Feinstein charging $1,000 for that shit.
I think it's a little cheaper now, but, dude, I mean, there's so many things I want. Like, I would love to have like the Mid-South shit that's not on WWE.
Edited, I know.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of items I'd like to have, you know?
Yo, Mav, I know, man. I'm sorry. I'm not a cool... I know it's not cool, but I don't like cheesecake, man. It's fucking disgusting. It's the texture of it. It's disgusting to me.
What a cunt.
I am. Sorry.
What a cunt.
I'm definitely going to see you next Tuesday.
It stinks, and I don't like it.
Yeah, cheesecake does stink, and I don't like it. You're right. I don't. I hate it. I think it's the most vile... Well, here's another thing I don't like. I don't like cheesecake. I don't like red velvet cupcakes or cake. I don't like birthday cake.
What the fuck are you doing?
What else do I... I don't like cannolis.
Yeah, like birthday cake. So it's Chobby's birthday the other day, right? So I tell Chobby, come over for dinner, and we'll have birthday cake for you. So I text his wife. I'm like, what kind of cake does Chobby want? No, he doesn't eat birthday cake. He doesn't eat birthday cake. No. Okay, what kind of cake does he like? He likes pound cake and brownies. So we wound up making him like these rich double chocolate.
Fantastic, by the way.
And we put candles in them.
By the way, my wedding cake came this close to being brownie.
Yeah.
That fucking close to being a brownie cake.
Yeah.
My father-in-law's like, shut the fuck up, you communists. We're getting a regular wedding cake. Maverick said, what the fuck, you don't like cannolis? Phil, how are you letting this negativity in our life, bro?
You know how I do it, Maverick? Yoga.
Yeah.
That's how I deal with Choppy. I do yoga.
By the way, can I just tell you a quick story about today, this week?
Good.
I was laying down some tiles, right?
You sure were.
Not in this bathroom, but this other set. And there's these, you know those like green square tiles you see in like office buildings sometimes?
Yeah, of course.
I'm thinking that shit's for a set, right? No, it's for us to, for some during lunchtime. The fucking people that are on set, they could do yoga on this fucking thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, really? You're paying me to build you a fucking yoga studio right now? Get the fuck out of here, fucking idiots!
Okay, terrific.
Fucking Sherlock Holmes and Watson can go fucking do yoga at home, not in fucking in a studio. Get the fuck out of here!
Now what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
Yes. Yes, I love brownies, Jalen. I love them. They're fucking amazing. Especially if they're like Ghirardelli or Betty Crocker. I don't care. It's fucking amazing.
Brownies, yeah, I forget what brand it was, but they're like double chocolate.
Doesn't matter. They're good.
Yeah, they were good. So, all right. So back to Philly.
Yeah, sorry. Back to Philly.
So now Mega Powers is out of. He went. Mega Powers went and saw Beyond without telling any. Last minute. Oh, by the way, I'm going to see Beyond. I'll meet you guys afterwards. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Dick. Nobody wanted to go. Thanks for the invite. So Mega Powers is now done. By the time he's done, we're getting done with our meal, heading back to Nick's hotel.
Very chic, my wife.
Yo. Before we get into that, so now we all meet up. Now we say goodbye to Surfer because he's going home. And I was kind of sad. I wanted him to hang out with us because he was with us all day. But Surfer is a gem of a person. Anybody who had the privilege to hang out with him, that's, you know, I know Lee Champion hung out with him. I know Rage had hung out with him prior.
Rage actually hung out with him?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So my, you know, he's a really cool dude. He's down to earth, and he's...
His knowledge in comic books and
yeah,
stuff
is yeah, unreal. Yeah, you know what? He's like a big brother to me now. It's like, you know, he talks to me like... He talks like he's family, you know? It's like, you know, it's weird that, you know, we do this fucking radio thing, and half the people we haven't met yet. Like, I met Tony C. You know, we all know Rage, but I met Surfer. I hope to be Double A this year, hopefully. I
mean,
I
mean, you should.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, you talk to these people every day on and off the air, and it's like you feel like you know them forever. And then hooking up with him, you know, it's cool. He's fucking 70 miles away. It's not that bad. So I wish his health was better. He can come up here and fucking chill with us. Maybe we'll have him up here for Mania. Yeah, so now we all meet up in Nick's hotel, right? So... Now Nick has been saving for this trip. He has been beside himself. He had gotten tickets to the Rumble, tickets to NXT. He was sitting super close, and he got a fucking posh hotel. So now he said, we can park on the side street. And now his hotel was across the highway from the arena, right? So instead of paying fucking $30 to park, we can all park in his area. And save ourselves some money, which is cool. So we get there, right? And he's waiting for us in the lobby. The fucking GPS took Choppy on a fucking loop-de-loop, right? So we get around this fucking highway exit. And we finally get to the hotel, right? This hotel was so posh, you needed your fucking room key to work the elevator. Like, this is some George Jefferson moving on up to the east side type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, of course, they break out the booze. We're all hanging out in the room, right? Kathy's with us. We're hanging out. Mega Power shows up. They're drinking fucking whiskey. Him and Dave hanging out. Him and Rob, I mean, doing the whiskey shots or whatever. And I just wanted to charge my phone, you know. So now we all take an Uber to the fucking event. And we get to the arena. Wells Fargo is a nice arena.
It's much smaller than Barclays, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. It's the home of the Flyers, unfortunately. But it's a nice arena.
Very nice.
AFL, Philadelphia Soul also play there. The 76ers play there. Here's what pissed me off. Ugh. We get to go in. Now, it's me. Choppy's ahead of me. Me and Elaine, I'm bullshitting with Elaine. We go to go in. The guy's like, you have to check your bag. I had a knapsack with my towel in it, you know. And I'm like, what? Check my bag. He's like, yeah, you gotta put your bag in a locker. What locker? There are lockers outside the arena. You got to pay $5 to rent the locker. So now I'm like, I'm screaming, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous. And I'm flipping out. And the guy's like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And he's really nice to me. Normally Philadelphia people aren't that nice. So now I walk over to the table. And it's this really, really pleasant, older African-American lady. And she was like...
Pastor's in the room.
What's up, Pastor?
Hello, sir.
So, she sees me mad. And she goes, you're not from around here, are you? I'm like, you think? And she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's not your fault. But, like, you know, I'm kind of in a hurry. I want to get to my seat, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah, no, it's their policy. I know it's stupid, but I'm... And she's apologizing. And And now I'm like taking it. And you know, Elaine is like, Elaine is our voice of reason. Elaine talks, whenever anybody's mad or upset, Elaine talks everybody
He's
down.
The conscience.
Exactly.
Of the group.
So Elaine's like, Phil, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it. You know, whatever. And he was like, I'll pay for it. I'm like, no. It's fine. So they give you like a, you do it with your debit card. It prints out a receipt. You punch in your code. You make a four-digit code. And then you can put your locker in. So, whatever. It's sold out, so the seats aren't that good. The seats are pretty fucking shitty. And not the view. The seats themselves were shitty.
Like, every time you have to stand up, you're stuck. You have to, like, kind of like, you sit in your seat, you're fine. But then when you go to go up, you're the hand,
The armrest,
they kind of like keep you stuck into the chair, right?
Correct.
So you got to like either turn to your right or turn to your left just to get the fuck out the seat. Oh, that was one thing. Then we had these. It was so basically, it was Elaine at the end, Mega Powers, myself, Rob, Phil, and then Phil's cousins and then his cousin's friends, right? So we're sitting there having a good time. These fucking
ass. Mario was there too.
I'm sorry, Mario. Mario was right after Rob, and then it was you.
Yeah.
These fucking asshole millennial fans were pissing me the fuck off. And pissing off Rob too, because every 5 minutes, they're standing up for something so stupid and ridiculous.
Like, I understand if you have seats and you can't see, but we were pretty close.
You could see everything fine, man.
Yeah.
These fucking assholes were just like, standing up. And then Rob, sit down, Mark, and it was great.
Yeah, and we yelled them. Rob yelled at those guys so much that the security guard actually walked over to them and like, guys, sit down. Like when the security guard tells you to fucking sit down.
Yeah, it's a problem.
These are fucking $100 seats. Okay,
they're not cheap.
So like, you want to enjoy yourself, you know.
And then it gets to a certain point that one of them actually yells at Rob.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rob was just like, shut up, Mark. And that was it.
Yeah.
And then purposely throughout the whole show, they were just standing up just because they wanted to be assholes then.
Yeah. Now, the 20-year-old Phil
would have fucked them up right there.
Would have took my shoe off and beat him with it, you know. But the 40-plus-year-old Phil was like, nah, I can't get arrested in Philadelphia. You know. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of hard to enjoy. Thank God that the card itself was good. It wasn't terrible, you know. It was passable. We had this conversation a while ago, like last year. I told you this when we watched NXT at your house. Was it August? Whatever it was. I said, dude, the next couple of NXTs are going to be just good. They're not going to be amazing. They're not going to cap the Brooklyn ones, the Mania ones, whatever. I'm like, it's going to be not mediocre, but it's going to be there. Like, you're going to have a good time. You know?
I didn't say it was a bad show. When I left the show, in my mind, I was like, it was good, but it's not as good as the New York shows, and it's not as good as the WrestleMania shows. Because I've seen some excellent, excellent TakeOver WrestleMania weekend shows.
Right.
Like, for example, that one TakeOver where Shinsuke fought Sammy.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what a fantastic match that was.
Now we've been to a couple of NXT cards.
I think we did two at least, right?
I've been to three or four now. I went to the one with Rob, Elaine, and Mega Powers, the one that you guys couldn't go to.
Oh, that's right. I went to three. I went to Asbury Park.
Yep.
And I went to two, I think, Brooklyn TakeOvers.
I went to Brooklyn TakeOvers, the one at the Garden, and then the one in Philly. So I've been to four. Okay.
And NXT TakeOver is done properly. Yeah. It's really done well.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, everyone was putting the match of Gargano versus Cien Almas on such a high pedestal. It was a fantastic match. Don't get me wrong. It was great. I still think their first meeting was much, much, much better than what we saw at TakeOver as the main event. That's just my opinion. I'm not discounting the fact that this match was bad. It wasn't bad. I just think there was too many. Is it fair to say there was too many false finishes?
That's fair. I thought that it told its. It told a better... Now, you said you liked their first meeting, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
I liked the second meeting more because of the whole storytelling. Gargano's wife got involved. Like, there's a title at stake. We're all waiting for Ciampa to come back. I called it. Like, there's a lot of drama there. It was a nice build. Too many false finishes. Yeah, to my liking anyway.
So, even Mega Powers was telling me, I was like, Mega Powers, this is too many false finishes, dude. Enough. Just end the fucking match already.
Yeah, you become, at one point, you know, you become complacent when it comes to shit like that. Because, like, there was one spot where Gargano, I think he had him in the submission. After he put the finisher on him.
Correct.
Then the submission, almost went to tap out. Gargano rolled over and kept him in the same fucking submission. And I'm standing up with my arms up. You guys saw me. I had my arms up. Like, he's got to tap.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to tap. And he did not tap.
Correct.
And I was like, that. And I told him, and I just grabbed my cousin Anthony's arm. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is the shit that bothers me. Because you could have. Listen, I understand he wasn't getting the belt that night. Okay. But you can't. I think these guys just want to get their stuff, and I get that too. Like, you want to get your spots, but there's got to be a limit, man. There's got to be like, listen, you can't throw one or two of your finishes and then throw a submission lock on twice and not win the fucking match. Like, it's too much.
The way the match was mapped out, Gargano should have won the match.
So they're knocking?
I don't know.
Hello? Come in.
Good night.
Good night. You leaving? Mm-hmm. Where you going, Papa?
Say goodbye to Mike. We're not going to see him all weekend.
Baby. I know, buddy. Have a great weekend. I'll see you. I'll see you next week, man. I'll call you tomorrow from sunny Florida. Be a good boy. All right,
little brother.
Thank Choppy for the Slurpee.
Oh, you did.
You?
Did you hook up everything?
Yep.
Did you put everything away in the living room?
There you go.
All right. No? Did you hook up the DVD player? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you pack a bag? You got your school bag? Okay. I'll call you tomorrow, kid.
Later, brother.
All right, be good boy.
So, the way the story was... I apologize. The story was mapped out in that match, it was mapped out to where Gargano should have won the match, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Right.
So, I would have been, if the match would had just been Gargano winning and then Ciampa still coming out attacking him, that thus setting up their takeover match for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been fine with that. But then you have Cien Almas winning, even after all those finishes, after the two Gargano stretches or escapes, whatever you want to call the submission hold that he does, and he still wins.
Right.
I just think it was just a little too much. It was overkill. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry.
No, you're right, dude. You're absolutely right.
And maybe because I'm getting to that age where I'm just like, I'm starting to appreciate matches more if they have less false finishes and more, like, better. Okay, for example, The Rock versus Austin, WrestleMania 17. How good was that match?
It was great.
One of the greatest matches of all time.
Agreed.
The finish was horrible. It was a horrible finish, in my opinion. And that's the same thing with... I'm not comparing Gargano and Gargano and Almas match to that, but what I'm saying is, in terms of finishes, the finish should have been Gargano winning the match, and yeah, that's it, because it was just too much going on.
Yeah.
Especially with Gargano's wife getting involved, and Zelina, whatever her name is, getting involved as well. So
Almas retains... What's that?
I'm sorry. And mind you, Almas and Gargano are fantastic talents. I just don't think... I don't see them as main event talents. Sorry.
Okay.
I think they're great talents.
I disagree. I think Gargano is a Daniel Bryan type for me.
Okay.
A little undersized and can go. Almas is a well-rounded luchador / hybrid fighter.
I think he's fantastic.
I think he's like on that level of... Even though I don't like Del Rio, I think he's better than Del Rio. The same, like, machismo, the lucha background, the mask, the fucking the mariachis he came out with, that was all like
Del Rio-esque.
Yeah, and I thought, I think he's way, I mean, he's a little undersized, but he's way better than Del Rio.
I agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because I like the fact that he doesn't speak English too well, and I like the fact that he gave him a manager that speaks English, speaks for him, which is needed. I think managers are needed in this in today's wrestling. It's not, there's not enough.
Yeah, there's not, we you and I have spoke about this already.
Correct. On
the show, that there's need to be
more managers.
More managers, valets.
That correct. Kind of and shit. I think yeah. Zelina does a great job. She's a great talker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's, them together are perfect. Now, him as a, as the wrestler, the performer, he is the total package inside that ring. He is great facial expressions, great athleticism. Great speed, great storytelling. The guy can go. Hopefully that will transition better to the main roster. Hopefully it will transition to the main roster, because you know how sometimes when NXT guys go to the main roster, it doesn't transition at all.
No.
It's a shame.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But yeah, the spot of my favorite spot of the night, which was very dangerous, by the way. And you know what I'm talking about. Was the I guess it was the power bomb onto the two chairs.
Oh,
with Adam, Aleister Black,
Adam Cole, and Aleister Black.
Oh my God, dude!
You know what was fucked up, and the crowd start now. The two chairs are facing
the backs of the chairs.
The backs are facing each other,
correct?
Creating like a triangle,
correct?
So Black, did he power bomb him or he backdropped him?
Either a power bomb or backdrop, but I know.
Either way, it caught Cole at the base of his spine, and he basically bounced off the fucking chairs, and you knew it was a botched spot. The crowd starts chanting, "You deserve it," right? I jumped up out of my chair. It infuriated me. I'm like, "You're fucking heartless. You're fucking heartless." I'm like, "Fuck you, Philly." And all of a sudden, this chick, this older woman who was sitting in front of me, clearly from Philadelphia, had four teeth, clearly from Philadelphia, turns around and shoots me the dirty look, and I'm like, yeah, and what? I love when people turn around, they shoot you a dirty look, and they think they're going to be tough, and you outweigh them by 100 pounds. Not that I'm a tough guy, but that's happened several times in the trip. Like, people just they want to look around, like, who the fuck are you on me? I'm like, yeah, it's the big fucking fat guy from New York. Go ahead and say something. I'll knock you into a coma.
Oh, so Shailene confirms it was a powerbomb.
Okay. I cringed. Like, I grabbed my cousin Anthony. I must have grabbed my cousin Anthony's arm like 9,000 times that night.
When I saw that, my back hurt from seeing Adam Cole. Oh my God. Do you realize that a spot like that could have herniated a disc in his back?
Oh yeah. Like, Oh yeah. Definitely.
I think that spot was unnecessary, honestly.
You know, so the Extreme Rules thing was great. I mean, the AOP against the Undisputed Era.
That was great. That was a great match. That's a great fucking match.
That was a great match. Velveteen Dream versus Chris Hero. I'm sorry, Cassius Ohno was okay.
You know what it was? It wasn't that it was okay. It was that a guy like Chris Hero, who weighs almost about 300 pounds, should not be jumping on top of a guy's shoulders.
Yeah.
And expect a guy to hold him like that. I mean, like...
Yeah.
It was not necessary.
My girl Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross was on fire that night.
She was great.
She was awesome. Against, what was her name? The Captain, was it America Girl? What's her name?
Fucking knows. Who cares? Roddy won.
Roddy against Tyler Bate was fantastic.
Yeah, Tyler Bate, those Euro guys, man, they can go.
I love Tyler Bate.
They can go. Those Euro guys are fantastic. So the trip was okay. They went back for cheesesteaks after we left.
Correct. Oh, and before we leave the arena, I said, hey, guys, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's go to the mother country of New York. Let's leave this shithole Philly. And everyone's like looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah, me and Choppy were just too... You have to understand, me and Choppy were, like, doing our thing. And we're like, by the time we were done, we were like, we were done.
Like, we were fed up with Philly, dude. Philly can go suck the biggest, fattest cock.
And it's not even, like, Philly. It was the Philly fucking
wrestling. The people.
The wrestling
the
fans.
The people suck.
South Street was great. The food was great. The nice people. The people on South Street were awesome. Surfer was a gracious host. It's just wrestling fans. If you add obnoxious wrestling fans with Philly obnoxious wrestling fans, you get the fucking gist of it. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the Rumble.
Sure.
And we'll talk about, what else we'll talk about?
Whatever the fans want to talk about.
Whatever the fans want to talk about. So, all right, listen, we're Terrible Throwbacks. This is Thursday. It's weird. It's feeling choppy. Chat room's hopping. Thank you very much for hanging out with us tonight.
Oh, we forgot to talk about Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, Ember Moon.
That match sucked.
Yeah.
So much balls.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan.
Shayna Baszler looks like fucking Baron Corbin with that fucking jawline. She needs to get smacked in the face.
Bailey's cousin.
Ugh.
I was chanting, no. Bailey's cousin.
Bailey's sister's hotter. Did you ever see Bailey's sister?
No.
Super hot.
Does she got a square jaw like
Superman? No.
No?
Okay. It's Bailey without that square jaw.
All right. Before we go to break, I just want to apologize to Inconclusive Breakdown, Justin and the boys. I got their new commercial sent to me a couple days ago. I just haven't gotten a chance to edit it and put it into the rotation. So I have it. I'm gonna splice it up for next episode, and we'll be back. And it's also Black History Month.
It is?
Yeah. It's February 1st already.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But we'll officially start Black History Month next week. So
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm joking.
Exactly. Guys, we'll take a quick break, plug our friends, and we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political double fuckery?
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Step into a world where there's no one there.
Island of Awesome!
But the very best.
Stop.
knowledge reigns supreme.
It's got to be like 20 years since I heard this.
Over nearly everyone. KRS-One.
It's got to be like 20 years since I heard this. How old is this song? It has to be 20 years.
Yeah, it's about 20 years. All right. We just read some sad news on the internet.
Yeah, man.
I want to give a shout out to our brother Matt Bowman from the Shining Wizards. Lost his mom today. Matt is a very intricate part of what we do as a podcast, as a network. I've been friends with Matt for about 5 years now. He's a wonderful dude, and he's a family guy, loves his family. So I want to give a shout out to him and his brother and his whole fam. We're thinking about you. We'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers. And, of course, we love you. And, obviously, I'll give you a call when I'm done. We're recording right now, so... Not that I want to bring the show down or anything, but, you know, that's our boy. You know, we got to show him love, so...
Yeah, we're definitely sorry for your loss, and we'll be keeping you in our prayers.
Yeah,
and your
please.
Family.
Yeah, so guys, if you could just keep Matt and his family and his, you know, his whole crew and the Wizards camp in your prayers, we appreciate that. All right. Okay, so a little KRS-One for everybody.
You know who just walked into? You know who just got into the room, right?
Who's that?
The Royal Rumble winner.
Yeah.
Is that LV Pagan is
that,
in.
Is that, is that LV?
Yes, she's in the house.
All right. Congratulations, Miss Pagan. You chose number 7, right? That was the number?
And it was Shinsuke
Nakamura.
Nakamura. By the way, it was the guy that we called. It was like, if it was a Raw guy, it was going to be Roman Reigns. If it was a SmackDown guy, it was going to be Nakamura. And who did we call?
Nakamura.
Thank you.
And Miss Pagan did not want the t-shirt. She wants the mystery package.
Ooh.
So I am going on vacation tomorrow. So when I get back from vacation, which is be towards next weekend, probably Thursday or Friday of next week. So a week from today, I'll probably be mailing out your present. So congratulations. Thank you to everybody who participated.
And not to sound, you know, I'm glad it was somebody that wasn't like a regular, because I didn't want people to think that it was fixed or anything like that.
Well, I got to tell you, the way Finn Balor was going, I thought German was going to win it.
Dude, when I saw that, I was like, no, Nick German's not going to win this shit.
I'm like, do I really have to send him a fucking present?
I apologize to anybody, but, like, I'm glad, like, you know, Shaylin, if it was you, it would have been great, whatever, but, like...
No, it doesn't really matter. My only fear was we had a couple of Euro guys, and I was like, oh, shit, because it just cost a mint to send shit.
Especially
to,
if it was Harry, for
Europe. Or Harry, or...
Or Jim...
I think Gilbert is from across the sea over there, across the pond. So, either way... LV won it. She's a Midwest girl. I'm not going to give away her address. But congratulations, you won. You'll be getting a prize from the closet next week. And that's good.
Maverick, what was your number again? Let me know. Yeah, what was your pick, Shaylin? I forgot what was Shaylin's pick.
I have the book inside.
Yeah, I forgot, man. Just let me know what you guys' picks were.
Either way, the Rumble was okay.
It was not bad.
It wasn't bad. They didn't waste... They only wasted really one pick on the Hurricane. They used Adam Cole. They used Almas. Oh, yeah, Shaylin had Titus O'Neil.
Oh, God, I knew you weren't going to win. I'm sorry. When I saw that dude, I was like, ugh, sorry, Shaylin.
I was like, okay.
What an absolute dog shit wrestler to get.
Okay, terrific.
But,
speaking of...
Go ahead.
What about the surprise of number 30?
Yeah.
Mr. Ziggles.
Ziggles.
I wasn't really surprised. I was, like, really kind of, like, let down.
A little bit. But, again, I'm glad they didn't waste... I like the guys who show up for nostalgia and stuff. But sometimes they waste a ton of picks on those guys.
Well, I thought Rey Mysterio coming out was a huge shock.
Yo, we popped, man.
He was in his traditional WCW attire. Yo, I was like, wow.
We popped hard for Ray, man. That was awesome.
I couldn't, and he was so good.
I love Rey Mysterio. I'm a huge Rey Mysterio mark.
Yo, when I first saw Rey Mysterio in ECW, oh my God, he blew me away with his moves. He was so good. Him and Hoovy. Hoovy was good.
Yeah.
Who else was a shock to you?
Adam Cole and Almas.
Yeah, NXT guys.
That was great.
You know what that? You know what that shows me? That I think Adam Cole might be called up a lot sooner than expected.
Probably.
Because remember when Rusev got called up? Remember when Rusev was in the Royal Rumble, and then after WrestleMania he got called up.
Yep.
So it might happen. Yeah, it might happen.
It definitely might happen.
I wouldn't mind seeing CN Almas either. Almas might be coming up soon.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. I'm a little annoyed that they finished with the women. The women's was a little flat for me. The biggest disappointment with the women was Lita. She looked good.
No, she did not.
No, she looked good. I'm sorry, she did. She looked really good for her age, right? She's in shape, but she couldn't throw a drop kick,
bro.
All her moves were like half step,
sloppy,
super sloppy.
What about that moonsault?
Terrible. She looked okay. She just didn't perform at all. And they saved all the fucking divas, all the old school divas, threw everybody out, which is stupid. So we picked the winner. We knew Asuka was going to win, which is fine. But
you know what annoyed me about that match is when Lita's doing all these moves and the crowd's like, "You still got it."
They did it for Tori Wilson.
Are you? Tori Wilson has never been a great wrestler.
Tori Wilson never got it.
She was.
Well, she probably got it from
A-Rod.
A-Rod, yeah.
A-Rod gave her the rod.
Terrific! Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this.
And I'll tell you right now, out of all the women, like the legends, Tori Wilson looked the best. I could not believe the woman is like 42 years old and she looks fantastic.
Trish looked fantastic too.
Trish looked great. But yeah. You know what? I feel something weird about her face though. She it's not like...
No, I got two words for you, dude.
What?
Molly Holly.
Dude.
Yeah.
She was fucking great.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. Mongo, I agree. Molly Holly was fantastic.
Yes, she was.
She did the Molly go round. Yes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? Me and Mikey popped when he saw
she
that.
She was on Colt Cabana last year.
She was?
Yeah, she
was. Oh, yeah.
She was on
right.
Colt Cabana's podcast last year.
Dude, guys, if you didn't see Molly Holly in that Rumble, you got to see her. She was great.
So let's talk about Ronda Rousey, okay? And I posted something the next day because I was fucking aggravated as shit.
Yeah, let's talk about
uh-oh.
That.
Yes, the Unsilent Majority is in! Talk.
So Asuka wins. The music goes off. She comes out to Joan Jett, right? Automatically knew it was her because that's what she uses for UFC, all right? She's got the Piper font with the name and his jacket that was given to her by the Piper family. So Roddy endorses her. That's fine. She comes out, does the walk around, shakes fucking Stephanie's hand, which was stupid because she had beef with Stephanie last year. She walks in the ring. Says nothing and points to the WrestleMania sign. So now everybody's fucking screaming on the internet. Oh, she took it away. She took Asuka's moment away from her. Who the fuck is she? And here's the big thing. This is the popper, right? On my page too, people. And this is no disrespect to Jason or anybody else. She's not ready. She's not ready. Who the fuck? First of all, what define ready for me?
She's been out of commission for the last year. Like, but she's probably been training hardcore. So
exactly.
What do you
like,
right, just because you haven't seen her.
Exactly. Were you at the performance center? Were you?
No, I wasn't there.
Right. Were you at the fucking... Was she posting training sessions online?
I was her personal trainer.
Right, exactly. So, I was like, well, how the fuck do you know if she's sports entertainment ready? You don't know. First of all, she was the biggest pop of the night. Okay? She was the biggest, next to Nakamura winning. She was the biggest pop of the night. Okay? And she probably sold, as soon as she was on, the internet broke. ESPN, Sports Illustrated, AP, the AOL, like every Yahoo News, Wall Street Journal, they all fucking posted her appearance. So she not only fucking probably sold 500,000 subscriptions now for Mania, but she's putting some notoriety into a division that they're trying to put over, and it's not working the way they should have been.
And it's legitimizing the division. You know how Lesnar was supposed to legitimize WWE?
Yeah.
Ronda's going to legitimize the women's division.
Okay.
So
she's gonna, I don't know about legitimize it, she's gonna make it interesting to watch.
Right, she's gonna make it a draw.
She's a character.
Right.
Okay? And she's badass. Because she lost in UFC, I mean, Brock Lesnar lost in UFC too. Doesn't mean you're not unbeatable. You're now a sports entertainer. People are not shocked. No one's gonna be like, this is not kayfabe, this ain't 1986. Get over yourselves. Okay? We all know that it's premeditated, we all know it's fixed. We all know it's an act. MMA is not an act. It's a fucking sport. And she dominated. She was the first woman to dominate. Not just win. She was caving people's faces in for a fucking hot minute.
Correct.
Okay? So let's not get this twisted. And please, stop with the, is she ready? She's not.
What's the difference?
Right. Who gives a fuck? She just made them a ton of money. And that's what it is. It's money.
We want to make some dough.
On top of that, they're looking to get out of their contract. They're looking to sign a new TV deal. I think it's next year. WWE is. So now, of course, Vince is shopping it. How much money is Fox TV going to throw at me? Can USA/Universal keep this fucking momentum going? I have 5 hours of programming in 2 days now with USA. Okay? Can Fox give me what I want? Fox is now half their sports division now is owned by the fucking mouse, so they can throw a ton of money at him with the mouse in their corner. Okay, it's not far fetched. Okay, let's bring it to perspective. It's still a fucking business. Okay, and she's endorsed by fucking Roddy Piper, man. Roddy Piper is one of the most respected fucking wrestlers
she
in the world.
She checks off all the boxes.
Correct.
Okay, she brings legitimacy as a fighter. She's going to broaden the base of the women's division. And she's going to bring a shit ton of legit dollars and press with her.
That's why I fucking love you so much. That and you're good in the sack.
Wow.
I fucking love you so much.
You know what I was telling people about my goodies?
You are, your goodies are, first of all, they're my goodies. Let's not get it twisted.
Her goodies bring all the Philly to the yard, I guess?
And let's keep it private.
I don't tell them, you know.
You're talking about my goodies on me right.
Listen. And shut up. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think the fans need to just step back. All right, maybe she did take a little bit of Asuka's thunder, but Asuka's a fucking made girl, okay? She's a bad bitch. No one's denying that. Asuka is one bad bitch, okay? And we love her to death. The kid loves her. We love her. Everybody's buying the masks. Everybody's fucking drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid right now.
Yeah, you do that, Cha-Cha.
Bye, guys. Thanks for letting me hang out.
You can hang out anytime you want. Goodies. My goodies.
Yeah, but now all your pornographic friends are going to be like, Phil's wife's goodies.
Listen, they're my goodies. And they think all they fucking want, okay? They're my goodies. And you're fantastic. And okay, I love you.
We're going to go get high right now.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you more.
No, I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Karen.
I love you, Karen.
They should see Choppy. His head is like going back and forth between the two of us.
Right.
All right, have a good show, guys.
All right, Hot
Thanks.
Pants.
Pack my bag.
Go pack your bag.
My makeup kit takes up a third of my bag.
It's a good thing you're not packing it in my bag, because then I would fucking punch you in the back of the neck.
God, why do I have to travel so heavy?
I don't know why you need all the fucking makeup. You're only going away for 4 days.
I know, but...
Who are you trying to impress?
Nobody. I wear makeup every day. I mean, realistically, all I needed was just my mascara and
no. No. You should go see Shaylin. She's a makeup fucking expert.
No, but I'm going to see my cousins on Saturday. I can't go rolling up looking like fucking Who Did It and Ran.
Who Did It and Ran. All right there, fucking sexy tights.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, see, even the fucking casual hot-ass fan understands the importance of Ronda Rousey.
You want to know something? It's like what you both said before. Ronda Rousey is putting more eyeballs on the product.
They're right.
And you know what that means? More ratings. More money.
What's up, Bruce?
Brucey!
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I have no problem with Ronda Rousey. I just hope it's not like a one-shot deal where she just goes to Mania. Because I heard that she's signed a deal where she's going to be wrestling for the company for a while.
That's fine. And
I love that.
Listen, you got to evolve as an athlete, as a performer. Like, At this point in the game, there were a couple of girls that caught up to her in MMA. At one point, she was a bad bitch, and then Holly Holm came and Cyborg came, and if you follow the sport, there's like two or three chicks now that are legit badasses that can hang with her. Or anybody in that division or in their respective weight classes. Does that make any sense?
Correct.
So, she's a name, she's an actress, she's a spokesperson, and she's good, nice on the eyes, and she's an actual athlete. So, to make that transition from mixed martial arts to pro wrestling is really not that hard to do. Okay? I don't care if she's in a mixed tag match at Mania. If that's how they're going to break her in, I don't care if it's a run-in. Listen, she doesn't have to get rushed. Does not have to get rushed, okay? And as a person who does not like women's wrestling that much, I'm a Ronda Rousey guy. I am. I may even buy a t-shirt just because it's got Piper's Font on it. And I drink the Kool-Aid. I'm all in. So to answer your question, Marks, she's ready. She was born ready. And she was made for this business. And she's developed a character that was transcending at one point, and now it's going to transition into mixed martial arts.
She's going to be a legitimate badass in the women's division. And in a division, I'll tell you right now, not that many badasses in that division, except aside from Asuka.
Yeah.
You know what annoys me is when I see, and Phil can attest to this, when these women win these big time matches and they start crying.
Rousey's not going to cry.
Rousey's not going to cry. If she wins a title,
she's going to choke you out.
She's going to fucking like rub it in your fucking face. Man, look, I did it, bitch. I can see Ronda Rousey appalling him. And girl, yeah, maybe. Maybe, Shaylin. You never know.
Maybe. She's not going to learn this overnight.
No.
You know, first of all, promos, 95% of promos are not organic anymore.
They're all scripted.
They're all scripted. They're green screened, whatever. Some guys and girls can talk.
I think she could talk.
Some can't. That's it. There's nothing. You know, Brock Lesnar can't talk.
That's why he has a mouthpiece.
Put a pound your face in. And he's got a mouthpiece. So I'm just, I got so mad. Like, how the fuck do you know? The shirts are on back order already.
Yeah, Map says they're on back order. Yeah.
Chat room, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at it, dude. Are you mad at it? Like,
you know, I'm not mad. I don't think I cared enough. I should have cared more.
Well,
I think I should have cared more. I knew it was the deal was signed and sealed and whatever. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, cool, it's Ronda Rousey, but I didn't care as much.
Did you care less because of how they did it, or just because?
I think it's because of the way they did it, maybe.
Okay, and that's fair, because that's another reason why people were outraged.
I don't think she stole Asuka's thunder. I think that her coming out at the Rumble at that time, it didn't seem right. It just didn't. It was out of place. You know, sometimes these matches are out of place on the show. Sometimes,
sure.
I feel like she was put out there at the wrong time, and it wasn't because she stole Asuka's thunder. She didn't steal Asuka's thunder. I think it was just put there at the wrong time. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she could have Steph could have came in to the ring, congratulated Asuka, and then let the girls go, and then Ronda Rousey came up and then confronted Stephanie. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just nitpicking at this. Maybe I'm just...
No, you know, you have a right. You have a right to an opinion. And you're not the only person to feel that way.
In the end, whether you're a mark, a smart mark, you're still a mark.
Righto.
And it doesn't fucking matter.
That's fine. And you could be a mark, and there's nothing wrong with being a mark. It's just being a mark and being a smart mark, you should be able to differentiate the reasons why things are happening. Like, when my 10-year-old tells a middle-aged man at an event why something happened and made sense about it, that's because he's smart and he's
smart reads, into the business.
He's smart and he reads and he listens to his father and his stepfather. So it's like it's not a thing where it's. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back and do a Barry Horowitz. I'm just saying like, you know, there are certain things people just go on. And on the internet, and they on Facebook, and on Twitter, and Instagram, and they fucking just blast, and not think why. There's a bigger picture here, okay? It may not cater to you. It's not gonna cater to you. Suck it up and step back. Bully Ray said something on Busted Open the other day. He said something like, "There are too many fans that just refuse." To take a step back and, like I say, suspend your disbelief. Okay? When you go to a baseball game, you're like, ah. Oh. You know, when you go to a fucking Broadway show, you're like, ah. Oh. You know, when you go to a football game or a rock concert or a rap concert, do you walk in with a premeditated notion that it's going to suck? No. You go to enjoy yourself. I paid $100 for a ticket 70 miles away, just like you did, to be with our friends, to watch wrestling. Why? Because we enjoy it. We can suspend our disbelief. We can enjoy. I could take positives from a bunch of negatives because I'm a fan. And I appreciate the performances. And I appreciate the spots. And the storytelling that sometimes still goes on. I can do that. The reason why you're sitting here with me is because you can do that, and our peers, most of our peers and friends in our inner circle, can do that too, to an extent. It's not something that it's not rocket science, okay? And I've been saying this for years on the show. Suspend your disbelief. If you don't like it that much, don't watch it. Don't buy it.
I can't say that, and I'll tell you why. I can't say don't watch it. A lot of the fans, like the guys that are my age, they're the ones who complain the most. And I think the reason they complain the most is because they've experienced the 80s, part of the 80s. They experienced the Attitude Era. They experienced a little the Ruthless Aggression Era was pretty good too. But like you experience all these highs and lows in the wrestling business. And now we're at this point where it's at a very low. It's at a very low point, and people are waiting for it to go back up to the way it was in the 90s. And it's not, guys. Coming from a guy who was born in 1984, who experienced almost every high point in wrestling, it's not going to be like the Attitude Era. Face the facts. It's not going to be like that. I'm sorry. You just take it for what it is right now. It's think of the WWE as a variety show right now. You get to pick and choose what you like. If you don't like the women's wrestling, change the channel, go back to the show again, and wait until something else comes on that you like. That's it.
I'm sorry. I firmly believe that life after the Attitude Era is not as bad as your generation portrays it to be.
Correct.
Okay. Because you're still buying network subscriptions, you're still buying live events, you're still paying for DVD and content, you're still buying fucking merch. You're buying it because you're with me. I know you are, okay?
I'm buying the merch because I like some of the wrestlers.
And again, that's what you're supposed to do. Listen, when I go see Iron Maiden in concert, right? Now, Iron Maiden's been around for fucking 40 years, or Metallica for 30 years, right? When you pay for a ticket, do you want to hear the new stuff? No.
No, you want to hear the old shit.
Exactly. Am I mad that they fucking sneak 4 new songs in? No. Because I'm going to hear Master of Puppets. I'm going to hear fucking For Whom the Bell Tolls. I'm going to hear Enter Sandman. I'm going to hear Run to the Hills. But you still get, with pro wrestling, you still get a little bit of the past. Whether it's nostalgia, whether it's a fucking a character that reminds you of somebody else. Like, you know, come on, man. Watching Del Rio reminds me of Ted DiBiase. Not the wrestler, just the character. Watching Velveteen Dream reminds me of a fucking Adrian Adonis or a Adrian Street or Gorgeous George, right? So, you know, it's like, it's fucking, it's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
That people can't do this. Still, you know, they just want to fucking spurt shit out on fucking Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's just stupid.
All right. I mean, a lot of the times you, dude, maybe because I was so young that what I was watching on TV, it seemed great to me. And that's why we do the show. And we go back and we watch, rewatch what we remembered from the 90s. And we're like, wow, that really wasn't as good as I thought it was.
How many, listen, you've been doing this with me for about a year now, right?
Correct.
All right, so how many things did I have you watch and you either said from the 80s, this was like a house show, Phil, this was terrible, but there was something good. You know, like we picked something, but you found something, not on purpose, you found something that was good.
Correct.
Okay, that's, I do that on purpose. I do that to get your opinion of something that I grew up with and something that you didn't really get to experience because you were so young. But, and you know, not for nothing, you see things differently too. Like case in point, the last throwback that we did, I didn't watch that in 20 years, that fucking Royal Rumble. But you watch it back and you're like, hey man, sometimes you miss things. Sometimes you forget things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the spot with Tom Buchanan, you know, that we had Tom.
That was cool.
Right?
That was cool.
And I was like, oh, and I had to tell Tom. I'm like, dude, you were totally fucking, you were totally awesome that night. There's certain things that you're going to miss, and then there's certain things you never forget, you know?
Correct.
And that's the beauty of it. It's a performance. You know, like my wife's into the theater, and we go to shows now, like almost regularly, and I go with her. And I may not be into the content, but if I like something, whether it be a song or an actor or an actress or a singer, like, or just one of the spots, like whatever, you know, it's the same thing. Like I can sit in a theater for 2 hours and spend my day. Like when you go to a movie, you know, it's the same thing. Like with a critic. Like, don't go see that movie. It's fucking terrible. But you walk into the theater and you're like, and you came out and you're like, that's the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I've done that. You've done that.
Justice League was a case in point. Everyone was like, oh, it's the worst fucking movie.
And you liked it.
I fucking enjoyed the hell out of it. It was great.
Of course. That's my point. Wrestling fans are the worst fans because they don't want to. They're too smart. They have too many. They have access to all this information.
The internet ruined wrestling.
Of course it did. It ruined kayfabe. I understand that. 2005. To me, 2005 was the death of WrestleMania. I mean, it was the death of pro wrestling. After wrestling with the YouTube.
I say 2007.
Well, I think 2005 because of YouTube. Once YouTube came out, and once before they started regulating clips, I think that's the downfall.
Do you mind if I make a quick call? I got a call from them. I mean, it's a quick call.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be right back, guys. Sorry. Yeah.
So, Choppy's going to step out for a second. Now, again, I really try to really fucking be as non-judgmental as I can be. And I don't understand how the average fan who spends a ton of money on stuff can just sit there and constantly bash and put down and even go as far as like abuse the fucking talent on social media. Like, really, what gives you the right? You know what I'm saying? These people are human beings. Maybe they take a lot of it in stride. Maybe they don't. But at the end of the day, I mean, I understand, listen, you pay for a ticket, you want to yell and scream and carry on. That's your fucking right, man. I won't knock that hustle ever. Never, ever, ever, ever will I knock that hustle. However, what I will tell you is that it was fucking annoying to see what I saw with Ronda Rousey. That was my point, so. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I'm waiting for Choppy to get back in. We have a couple of topics to get into, and then we're going to wrap it up. It's just a long day, and I got to pack for my trip and shit, so. But I'm glad everybody came out tonight. This was really fun. I'm glad we were able to do it. I'm glad Choppy came by. It was it's I wanted to give you guys content. I may even record something while I'm down there because my cousin, we're a big wrestling fan, so I might bring the microphone and fucking record him doing something because he's always popping off with shit. Try to get him on a podcast, but it's like pulling teeth. He's not really into it. But yes, Evie, I got your email. I got your address. I don't know if you heard me before, but I'm going to be mailing out your present next week because I'm going on vacation this week. So probably a week from today, maybe next Friday, I will be mailing your stuff out to you. I have your address. I have your email. I did respond, so just check that. Oh, Tony's in the room. What up, T? What's going on? Tony got the email too, I think. Anyway. Yeah, man. So, I mean, I really want to get my point across with that. I hope the next couple of months are fun in terms of the road to WrestleMania. I really want them to get shit going. I was reading something about the Elimination Chamber and how they're doing it with the Raw people and how Mania's shaping up, and I want to get Choppy's opinion about next year's Mania because they'll probably come back to New York apparently from what I'm reading. But you know, you can have there's enough quality storytelling to have a decent card. Okay. It may not be what the fans want in terms of notoriety, but there's enough to go around. There's enough guys and girls now telling some good stories, okay? As the chopster comes back into the room.
Ooh.
So Tony's in the room.
Tony.
Yeah, Shining Wizards Tony.
Tony.
Tony, yeah.
Yeah.
So let me get your opinion about next year, about Mania possibly coming back to New York. I was hoping for Philly.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
I froze my balls off the last time.
Yeah, because I was in the nosebleed section. And
so was I.
And, it was 45 degrees that day.
It rained.
It got cold. I didn't even say that. Honestly, me and, you know, remember Carlos, right? My friend?
Of course.
Yeah, me and him, we literally left before the main event was. Like,
so did Eddie.
Yeah, we were done.
Shout out to Carlos, by the way.
And we were just like, you know what? I was like, Carlos, do you want to stay for this? It's fucking cold. It's raining. By the time we get down to the fucking, the main event's going to be over.
It took us an hour to get out of the lot.
Oh, yeah, we were out within like, it took us 20 minutes to get to the car. We were out of there so it was about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
We said, fuck it. The main event was just, yeah, exactly. Hit it.
Fuck it.
Look, but you know what, Tony? For you guys, at least you guys were close to home. I had to go back to lovely Staten that day.
Wasn't that big. It was, I mean, it took us 18 minutes to get home. It took me an hour to get out of the fucking parking lot. You do take a risk with the weather.
Correct.
You know? I remember Uptown Georgie was talking on the Facebook page. He was like, you know, they should do it in the arena, but they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it to, they can't, they, you know, Vince won't get out of that stadium mode anymore because it's more money for him, you know? And it makes sense. Like, would it be a more intimate session with the Garden or Boston or Toronto? Yeah, of course it would be.
Yeah, but it's not going to be enough money.
No, never.
It's like, what, 24,000 max you could fit in the MSG?
No.
It's got
the new Garden, I don't know if it's over. The old Garden was like 20, you know? Jeremy Borash signing with WWE. Oh, that's fine. I like Jeremy Borash.
Good for him. From what I've heard, I never heard anything bad about him. Everyone says very nice things about him. He's a cool dude, and good for him. Congrats, you know.
EC3 is coming,
dude.
War Machine's coming,
bro.
Yeah.
When I saw EC3 on the screen, I was like, "Holy fucking shit!" That's EC3 from TNA.
Yeah, Rockstar Spud is
the GM for 205 Live.
Drake Maverick, I think his name is.
Yep,
that's fine. I have no problem with that.
I like the name.
Yeah, I have no problem with
that. You think they're going to call him Spud? Hey, Mr. Spud. Come on.
Yeah. You're right, Tony. Today's fans just don't know.
Correct.
They don't know how MSG is important, how in baseball Wrigley Field is important, Yankee Stadium is important, Fenway Park is important.
I can't wait for Dixie to come along as his MILF aunt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Would hurt like googly eye.
Will you stop?
She looks like Shawn Michaels' like twin sister.
You sick!
With that lazy eye of hers.
You sick freak!
Who has the worst eye, her or Dixie? Or him or Dixie, whatever.
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's hard. That's rough.
Yeah. Maverick says, any thoughts on the upcoming Elimination Chamber? Fuck the Elimination Chamber. I think it's like the worst match in history.
I hate the Elimination
Chamber. So do I. Ooh. Good for you, brother.
Did we get some topics on the Facebook before we saw
any topics from the Facci Libre? I don't know.
I'm gonna check real quick. I'm gonna check the Facebook page.
The head honcho, the CEO of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, is checking out on the topics.
The CEO, he says.
I'm the COO.
Yeah, this is true. I didn't know that. Oh yeah, we got to talk about Bullet Club too before we go.
We do?
Yes, we do. Of course, we do.
Why?
What?
I'm joking.
Negro, please. No, that's not it, man. Where the fuck is my... I did post...
What was it that tag team called? The Golden Lovers are back together?
Yeah, buddy.
Fucking Ibushi and Omega.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see. Where the fuck is it? There was a... I know... Why can't I find this fucking post? I wanted... Because I know...
Let the CEO do that.
Squires asked us a question.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, ball sack.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
So do I. Let's see.
Oh, here it is. Mm. Here it is. Here we go. Mm. Matt Squires wants to know, how would factions and stables benefit today's product by giving purpose and storyline to a majority of the roster that is quote-unquote just here?
That's a fantastic question, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the last real good faction that the WWE has had?
WWE? Nexus.
Yeah. Nexus was great when it first came out, but then they shit the bed with that storyline. Because John Cena didn't want to job out to any of them.
The Straight Edge Society?
I thought CM Punk was like the focal point in... Those guys didn't get anything from...
I think it was easier back then to break up guys and girls and create stars because it was more organic. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Right? So, like, right now, guys and girls who are in factions are not really organic. They're fucking made in a fucking performance center.
Correct.
So I think it was more organic with these stables and factions then. You could break off these tag teams and whatever and make them bigger than what they were in the team and bring out their individual, you know, fucking attributes, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know? And when Matt said that, when Matt posted, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, it's not as organic as it, like the triple threat. Like how many, every incarnation of the triple threat was dope. I'm sorry. Was not. I mean, up until now.
I like the Eliminators and Shane.
Yeah.
I loved Dean Malenko, Benoit, and Shane.
Yep.
Loved Bam Bam, Chris Candido, and Shane.
And then it was Brian Lee.
Brian Lee and
Chris Candido,
I
believe.
And Shane.
Yeah. So, but every faction of the Triple Threat
was fantastic. But if you didn't have Shane in there, it wouldn't be the same.
Again, though, it was organic. All those guys can work. All those guys can talk, except for Malenko and Benoit, but they didn't have to talk because they had the franchise. So, again, it was organic. You know what I'm saying?
Like Benoit disagrees.
Yeah. it's not like, you know, oh, Raven's flock. Like, none of those guys were fucking remotely good except for Stevie Richards. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of them.
I mean... we're talking about organically. We'll talk about the Horsemen.
Yeah.
Organic, an organic stable, or not stable, a group that was, they pretty much named that group by accident because Arn put up the four fingers and that was it.
80% of that, of those incarnations can talk and work. So, like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? So, again, it was a wonderful question that Matt brought up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just easier back then to do it, you know, because it was more organic.
Because now they just want to put guys together to see if it works instead of just, like, letting it happen on its own.
Correct.
I thought the Shield was a great group when they first debuted.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw Tyler Black and fucking Jon Moxley on the TV. I was like, holy shit. What are they doing here? And then the other big jamook, which was Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done defending Roman Reigns. So we're just...
No, you don't have to, dude. Like, fucking, listen. This is their guy. It's their guy, okay? When I was a kid, it was Hulk Hogan.
Like Curt Hawkins, face the facts.
It was Hulk Hogan when I was a kid. When you were a kid, it was Steve Austin. It was The Rock.
So many guys. It was Brett. It was Shawn.
Sting.
Sting.
Know, right. You know, so those were the guys, okay? Roman is the guy. And if anybody doesn't know that, they should maybe watch, you know, something on Fox on Sunday night instead.
Watch Family Guy.
Watch Family Guy. Do something with yourself. Go take a fucking long walk off a show up here.
Or go fuck your hand for all we care.
Go fuck your hand.
Any other questions?
No, but I want to play something real quick. So while we're in Philly,
oh boy,
Choppy reveals this fucking
gem
of a clip to me, right? So, you know, we're big fans of the Iron Sheik. We love the Sheiky baby. We love all his things.
I love Sheik,
and we love his Twitter and his fucking rants on Howard Stern, and you know the soundbite that we made.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
He's out of his fucking mind. So Choppy begins to tell me about a story that Steve Corino tells about the Sheik, and it was an indie show.
It was at an indie show. It was the Sheik versus the Mighty Maccabee. And then it was in 1993 or 94, and Phil's already laughing.
I can't take it.
And it goes as forward. Nick Corino's telling him the story about how the Mighty Maccabee, who's the promoter of the indie promotion.
And he was the main event drawer guy.
Right? And he was the main event. He goes up to the Sheik and informs the Sheik, Sheiky baby.
Sheiky baby.
There is 400 Jewish people out there. Get us some heat. Of course, the Sheik being the Sheik says...
Well, no. Well, let's play it. Because I don't know what's funnier. What the Sheik actually did or Steve Corino doing the Sheik.
It's fantastic.
We're going to play it right now.
Do it.
Hold on.
Yeah. You know, we got to get them here.
Yeah, CW is like a black guy stuck in a hillbilly body. So back to the Jewish thing. Iron Sheik's wrestling this Mighty Maccabee. And they have Ken, is it Ken Resnick? The old AWA.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this guy spent all this money. And Kalua is doing Doink. And they wanted Kalua to be Doink. And they wanted just like a job guy for him. So here, I got a job. You know, Kalua brings me. And Kalua is the biggest river in the world. Like, if you meet Kalua, he's real quiet and stuff like that until you get to know him. And then, you know. Then you just realize what kind of river he is. He goes, Steve, you're going to love the show. It's, you know, 400 Jewish people and stuff like that. He goes, but the main event is the Mighty Maccabee versus the Iron Sheik. And you know the Sheik, you know, you get him in front of a microphone. And Mighty Maccabee goes, Sheiky, you know, please get some heat, you know. So Ken Resnick goes, we're back here. And it's in the back of the locker room. We're back here at the, I wish I knew what the thing was called. Because me, Devin Storm, Ace Darling. Devin Storm and Ace Darling were like the wrestling match. They were the first ones. They'll tell you the same story. And we're all sitting there. It's Kalua, me, Kalua as Doink number 32. Devin, and Ace. You know, we're the young guys plus Kalua. And they go, Sheik, you know, tonight you got the Mighty Maccabee. Out of town! All you non-good Jews out there with your cheapness! And you're running the Hollywood, and you stole from the good Muslim people. I'd tell all of you, you should have died all in World War II. Everybody's kind of no-selling, except for Devin Storm, Ace Darling, Steve Corino, King Kalua, as were.
if a great leader, Adolf Hitler, was alive right now, he'd have given me the Iggy to take a Jabron and Maccabee down and kill you with the chemical axe. Ah, you see that? God the hell, Jew. Camera has me to all red face. He goes, hey, we'll go back to the ring. And it goes dark, and everybody goes, and she goes, Ed and Maccabee, do you like a promo? And Maccabee goes, it was good. They're playing these promos before the guys come out to the ring. So we're sitting there, and I go, oh my God. And Kalu is in hysterics. Because no one else is really watching the promo. Kalu is in hysterics going, wow, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Me, Ace, and Devin, with like a combined age of like 22, are going, oh my God, we've just seen racism at its most extreme. Yeah, so they do this thing, and like there's like the little Titantron, and 400 Jewish people in this little building. I tell you, all Jewish people, Hollywood, you steal from the Muslim people. And the guy comes out, and the shit comes out, and there's total silence because these Jewish people can't even believe that he said it. You see one clown laughing in the back of his car. And Bubba, did I get the good heat for you? But there was stunned silence. Oh my God, this is the wacky world of pro wrestling.
That's fantastic.
My favorite, you run to Hollywood.
You dig money for the good Muslim people.
You're running the Hollywood. Oh my God. That video's been on YouTube for like 7 or 8 years.
Yo, Chobby played this for me. As we're going to the hotel, right, to meet Nick German and all the crew, right? Like, legit, I was... Choppy, me and Chop... Now, I'm in tears. Like, that's how hard I'm laughing. Choppy sees me laughing like that. Now he's fucking laughing, crying. I thought he was going to smack the car up on the highway. And, like, and I'm like, how come... I'm more disappointed that I'd never seen this before, never heard it. And on top of that, I didn't know what was, like I said, what was funnier. Steve Corino doing the Sheik or the Sheik actually fucking doing it and just not realizing what he's doing. Like, he just wants the heat. He's a real fucking performer. He's not really that. I mean, is he really that racist?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's a fucking crazy
old man.
But it's funny. And anybody who doesn't get, I mean, listen, if we offended somebody... It wasn't meant to be to offend anybody. It was just hysterical. I think Steve Carino's impression was more hysterical than the Sheiky Baby actually doing it.
But you want to know something? His reaction when he first saw the video was the same reaction I had when I first saw it. I was in tears, laughing, because I saw this. I think it was from like 2007 or 2008. The video, and I'm just like, well, actually, it's 10 years old. The video, holy shit.
Yeah.
So. I'm laughing hysterically hard, and then, you know, at the time I was living with my mom, and she was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? I was like,
you don't know.
You don't even want to know. Forget it.
And, like, when you play this video, there's an entire, like, there's another playlist of just other wrestlers telling Sheik stories. Oh. Now you're in a rabbit hole, and you fucking watch this. Choppy will post a video online later on. He'll post the link. I'll forget to do it. But he'll post it, and then when you go on YouTube, you'll see it for yourself.
He's running the Hollywood.
The good money from the good Muslim people.
If a great leader, Adolf Hitler, was alive, he would give me the Iggy to take a Jabroni Maccabee down. Go to hell, Jew.
Go to hell, Jew.
The fuck is
us?
Make him humble. Fucking great promo.
Nuts. Yeah, we'll put the link up on the Facha de Libre.
Yeah, you gotta watch the video. Just the way that the mannerisms that Carino has. Oh.
Yeah,
Carino is one of the most underrated talents in wrestling history.
Absolutely,
the guy was so good.
Yeah, I made sure I told Choppy that we were getting out of call. I'm like, his stuff in ECW was fucking great.
I love his matches with Dusty.
With Dusty, yeah, the bull rope match and the stuff with Jack Victory. And
I think the pairing of him and Jack Victory, actually, the group of him,
Rhino.
Jack Victory, Rhino, and Tajiri.
And Tajiri.
The Network. The Network. They were
with Cyrus the Virus.
Cyrus the Virus, yeah.
Yeah.
That group was fantastic.
All right, one more topic, and then we'll wrap it up. There's dissension in the ranks with Bullet Club. There was an incident where...
Our boy Jay White.
Jay White won the U.S. title in New Japan from
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega, and then
Kenny got pissed.
He got pissed, and then Cody Rhodes came out, and they had some words, and then
he shoves Matt down,
and Cody goes to squash it, and then fucking winds up giving him the
crossroads,
and then who makes the save?
Ibushi.
Then a hug, and then there's a. Being the Elite, though, not this one video that just came out, the one before that, there's a clip of Omega and Ibushi going into the hotel room of the Bucks. So he was not kicked out of Bullet Club. There's ascension in the ranks. You posted the Bad Luck Fale tweet while those guys are fighting with the OGs of Bullet Club eating fucking steak. So, and I told you this in the summertime that those guys were going to fucking wind up breaking them up anyway because they're putting in the work and Omega and the Bucks just being the Elite. So, interesting to watch. Jay White already a champion in his new gimmick. So, he'll be defending that belt in the States in a couple of weeks.
He does that finisher better than Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He almost
certainly does.
He almost does almost like a DDT mannerism when he nails the guy. Most
certainly does.
Fantastic.
Most certainly does. I think that's it. Nobody else gave us any more topics.
Unless anybody in the chat has anything for us. If not, we're getting the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, we got to get going. But, I'm glad we got together to do this tonight. I may put something out over the weekend, depending on my mood, depending on how much I drink. And we'll be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel, doing Black History Month. We'll have to pick our wrestlers.
Do you want to do a throwback, or you want to just pick our wrestlers?
Whatever you want. We'll figure it out. There's a couple of guys that we didn't cover. There's a ton of matches I didn't do yet. I've been doing this for a couple of years, so. I know one that we're not doing anymore. Fucking Virgil, I can tell you that.
He was trying to sell something to Nick German on Sunday.
Yeah, of course he was.
Him and his meat sauce.
I hate fucking Virgil.
I don't think anyone's ever said they've loved Virgil.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Remember when he was like doing that boxing gimmick when he broke away from fucking DiBiase?
With his fucking candy stripe fucking...
He looked like a fucking barbershop like... thing striped. What's it? I was watching a video on YouTube that discussed the Luger/Hart/Yokozuna saga at WrestleMania 10. There have been talks about this from fans saying, why couldn't they do a triple threat? It's simple why it wasn't done. It was foreign for WWF to do something like a triple threat, a fatal four-way, etc. They just went with the idea of two WWF championship matches. What do you guys think?
I can tell you in 6 words why. Lex Luger was a jerk off. That's it. He was not a good person in the back.
By the way, we saw Lex Luger that on Sunday too. I forgot to mention that.
What's that?
We saw Lex Luger on Saturday too. That's right. Remember when we saw him at the?
Oh yeah.
He looked bad.
That's why Shanklin, because Lex Luger was a jerk off.
He was a bag of douche for sure.
WWE welcomes Ernie Ladd month. Wow. Okay.
Terrific.
Terrific.
Wow, Mongo. You fucking savage, you.
Okay, terrific.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I got to get up at like 5 in the morning.
I have to leave at 5 in the morning.
So that means you have to be up at like 3.
4.
4.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's this one? Oh.
It is Black History Month.
It is? I thought it was Portuguese History Month.
No, that's April. It's only for 2 days.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, guys. Really appreciate it. Once again, our condolences to Matt. We love you. We're thinking about you. I'm going to give you a buzz when I get out of here. Don't forget, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. This will be posted again tomorrow night, live, 9 o'clock on The Rant. RantAmrio.com. Let's see. Sunday, Serpents Comic Book Show. Monday, Will Morgan's going to have a special guest. Tuesday is The Rant Return. They were off this week. Shining Wizards are back. Oh, they may not be. I don't know, depending on what's going on with that. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling. Then Friday, we're back again. And don't forget, go to RantAmrio.com for back content. Go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com for all of their content there. There's great shows on there as well. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Support all of our friends who are not network affiliates as well. Give a shout-out to everybody who's been shouting us and giving us love on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagrams, at Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
At Choppy2984 on Twitter.
And at TBuckleTBacks on Twitter.
And what else?
And I think that's it.
What about the MySpace account?
MySpace. MySpace.com/GoFuckYourHand. I think that's it, man. Are we done?
I think so.
Thank you, everybody. I'm going to have a great trip. I'll be posting pictures.
He's going to get tanned.
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm going to lay in a hammock, though.
Oh, you are?
With my balls out.
You going to tan your balls?
My cousin has a hammock. So.
Ooh, chic.
Chic fucking ass, make him humble. So on behalf of my illustrious tag team partner.
Illustrious.
The tag wow. team partner. Thanks. Choppy. I am the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, stop saying all those funny words.
What, mongoloid?
Yeah, that too.
Retard?
Yeah, that too.
Jerk off?
And just be a good fucking human being, man.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll see you guys next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.